Well, welcome to All Things Apostolic. We're glad you're with us today. I'm trying to remember what the date is. We're just on this Monday, and we're just excited that you're with us. I think it's, the 8th? And so, or whatever it is, we're just glad you're here. So, a lot of good things are happening this last weekend. I have been in Spokane, Washington, at a wonderfully dynamic church there, Cornerstone Church, pastored by Pastor Rick and Ellen Mayo. And they went in there several decades ago now and started a little old church out of nothing. And we're in storefronts and all kinds of stuff, and now have one of the most powerful churches in that area. And we preached there. We dedicated the new educational complex. It is spectacular. I think it was at one time, it's like it must have been high-level automobiles because it was an automobile dealership, but it's all brick. It's all like, it's just like top shelf. And the inside of it is incredible. The whole church complex, including the people and the leadership, are just examples of excellence. So it's been a great thing, and it's been developing for a number of years, but now it continues to grow. This isn't the end. This is just part of the process in Spokane, Washington, Cornerstone Church, Pastor Rick and Ellen Mayo. What a great weekend all of that entailed. So I have been, before recording this today, I have been working on, this is a big job, I have been working on reading this so that it will be an audible book. This is a book that I wrote that is basic apostolic theology for everyone. It is a companion volume to this one, which is not basic apostolic Pentecostal theology for everyone. This is, for our people, this is very advanced, and it's easy to bog down in if you haven't already done all of this and even been in church a while and been in ministry, and so this is another level. But anyway, on this one, we are reading this so it'll be audible. One of the things that's different today than when I was young is audible books. And there's been audible books for decades, but audible books and the convenience with which they can be read and accessed is an amazing thing. It's a good thing. And so people drive a lot now. So I have many requests of people who say, would you make this an audible book? Well, mainly because when they're driving or doing other things, they can just put on headphones and, well, driving, they don't even need headphones, but put on headphones if they're out doing things, and they can actually be listening to the book while they are mowing the lawn or whatever they're doing. So this book, everyone ought to do that, or else sit down and read it, one of the two. That is an apostolic, because we need a strong foundation. And that's really what this is foundational doctrines. It's a theology book, and it's what is called a systematic theology book. There's different kinds of theology books. And this one is a systematic theology book in which it starts with a study. It's got some introductory material, introduction to theology. And the word theology kind of has two meanings. One is what we call using the word theology proper, is the study of God, theos, God, ology, word or study or source or whatever. And so you've got the study of God. That's theology, what we call theology proper. The word theology on a broader scale is the study of the doctrines of the Bible. And so in that sense, there's a theology of almost anything. There's a theology of mission. There's a theology of vision. There's a theology of biblical leadership. There's all these different theologies. And so a theology becomes, what does the Bible say about a particular subject? When you take all of the scriptures, when you read all of the background, when you put all of the history and so forth together about a particular subject, what is the message of the Bible about that particular thing? That would be a theology of whatever your subject is. So in this book, it's theology proper, that's the study of God, and then is Christology, that's God incarnate, and then is what's next here? Let's see, where are we? It's theology, it's Christology. Who wrote this book anyway? And I can't turn the page here. And then the next one is pneumatology. Pneuma is the Greek word for spirit. And so there's pneumatology. And then that's a doctrine of the Holy Ghost. And then there is soteriology or soterology. And that is the doctrine of salvation. So there's a whole section on that. And then let's go on down here and see what that section six, and here's section four. Section five is anthropology, and that's the doctrine of man. So in the world, they have a doctrine of anthropology, and when you deal with the doctrine of man, you've got to deal with origins, you've got to deal with all of these different things, and so those things are in here to some level, each of these things to some level. It's really an introduction, but it's a fairly thorough introduction to each of these subjects. So the origin of man. So you get into evolution as opposed to creation and all of the, so that has to all be part of it also. And then the last section of the book is ecclesiology. So all I'm just reading here out of the table of contents, but and so ecclesiology is the doctrine of the church, the Greek word ekklesia. So maybe you want to say ecclesiology, but in English it would be ecclesiology, doctrine of the church. So this is the first time, in fact, I said this in the front of the book, the first time I ever read a theology book, I was 17 years old. And it was a very simple, it was not near as comprehensive as this one is. But and there's whole sets of books on theology, but it was transforming. I never had any comprehension except reading the Bible in a devotional pose, and studying the Bible in a very basic and skeletal doctrinal kind of way. So when I was exposed to it, I was entranced by the wonder of what of Scripture says and how that it can be put together where you can understand it in subject sections. Now, there's other ways to study that's just as valuable, and some of them may be more valuable. I don't know, but this is important. So this book was written for everybody. You have to read it. You have to pay attention. It's not like reading Ned in the first reader, but it's understandable for all of us. And in any theology book, you're going to hit a few paragraphs where you say, I need to read that again. Well, and for most people, that's probably true here too. But it's an important book on the shelf of every apostolic. You can get this book. I'm turning it into a book salesman here. You can get this book at insigniabooks.com. Insignia, I-N-S-I-G-N-I-A, books, one word, insigniabooks.com. They'll ship it to you. So We're working on, though, getting it audible. So this is a lot of extra work for all of you that won't sit down and read the book. But I understand, and times are changing, and it's a great thing to have books audible. So today, just today, I started this just today, and I read the first section here. There's parts, and then under the parts, there's sections. So I read section one of part one today. And of course, they have to edit that now because you're reading along, and after you've read thousands of words in several pages, you pronounce one wrong, or you say one wrong, or something. And then you have to stop. So they have to go back. There's not many edits, but there's little edits they'll make. They'll get it put all together. Section one isn't very much of the whole book. It's a big job to read these books and to read them on a level of quality that is at least satisfactory for an audible book. But we're doing it. So you that have said, well, I need it audible, if you don't read it after we get it audible, we're going to use the book as a paddle to spank you. So anyway, here it is, and you can get it. It's with this book, as I said. This is Apostolic Pentecostal Theology, but it's for everyone. We invite you to read it. But it's much denser, especially the first 150 pages. But this is a theology, this is essentially a theology of biblical leadership. But it's a theology of biblical leadership on the highest levels. On this, the goal of this book is that you become a world-class leader. And of course, one of the things that we teach here in the school is that if anybody in the world ought to be world-class leaders, it's apostolic leaders. I mean, to be filled with the Spirit of revelation, which is the Holy Ghost, and to receive it after having the resurrection Spirit in us of Jesus Christ, which is a universal triumph. Well, I mean, how can you have people go into some little old human law school or to some human leadership school and expect to be able to compete with what we're talking about here? So you say, well, I know of a lot of apostolic leaders, and they certainly don't seem like, you know, this big deal world class that you're talking about. Well, they are potentially. It's in them. That world class is in them, in the Holy Ghost. It's in every single Holy Ghost filled believer, not just pastors, but every single Holy Ghost believer. And so our interest here is, somebody says, well, that book's written over a lot of people's heads. Well, the book needs to be written. If not 10 people in the world read it, it needs to be written. As an example, it won't be the only example. That would be just foolishness and hubristic thinking that it's the only example in the world. But it is an example that sets a high bar, at least for the present. Hopefully one day it's not even high because we went far beyond that. But it's a high bar at this point in time and has been since it's written, of where leadership ought to go. And there are a whole host of people that have caught that vision and understand what this book is saying and are going there and are getting compared to what we used to get, are getting incredible results. And not everything, but a lot of it has to do with the stuff that's in this book. So you can also get this at Insignia Books. And I don't know if there's a discount for getting both of them at once, but I don't sell them. That's a company does this. And so ask them if there's a discount and you can get it. We want you to have it. But we do want you to read the book. So anyway, the audible book is coming. It's going to take a little while to read the whole thing among all the other things that we're doing. Like all of you, we're busy. But it's coming, and it's an exciting step forward. Now, we do have one or two of our other books that are audible, but not these two. And so we're going to try to get this Basic Apostolic Theology for Everyone done audible and get it to you soon. All right. God bless you. Glad you're with us today. Don't miss tomorrow with Jennifer Barrett. Do not miss Wednesday with Casey Sees, and do not miss Thursday with Jeremy Wilbanks. These people are incredible, and you're not going to find them anywhere else. God bless you. Thank you for being with us.